I'm Coach Seb, and this is Running New Mexico. All right, I'm here with Adriana Tatum. She's the returning 100 and 200 5A champion for track, also champion in the 4x100 and 4x200. You were top 10 in the Great Southwest in the 100 and 200 as well, right?
Yes, I was.
Awesome. Am I forgetting any other accolade there?
No, I don't think so.
All right. So I guess the first question is, what got you into running?
Well, when I was little, I was always, like, the fastest. I would always, like, beat the boys in, like, tag or whatever, and I'd always chase them. And so, like, my mom was always like, when you get into middle school, like, you should try track. And I was always like, yeah, I want to try track because I knew I was fast. And then I got into track in middle school. Originally, I wasn't going to do it because I was going to focus on volleyball, but that would have been a big mistake. And then I just fell in love with it, obviously, and I've just been doing it ever since.
Well, that's pretty awesome. How do you feel now? I mean, I've seen you run, and I still think that you're beating half the boys out there.
Thanks. I feel good. I'm glad that I've been able to accomplish this much at, like, the age I am, and I'm very blessed and humbled that I can be doing what I'm doing now.
You know, how does it feel coming in as number one into the track season, like, in the state? Like, everybody's gunning for you, everybody's looking, you've got, like, I think half the people are looking at you like, I want to be her, and then you got the other half that are out there trying to beat you. How does that feel?
I don't really think about it that much. I just think, like, I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna do my best, and I'm going to race my race, and whatever the outcome is, if it's bad, I'll work on it, and if it's good, I know I still need to improve on it to get better and better. So it's just, I'm more focused on me. I don't really care about what everyone else has to say, because, you know, it's just, I'm doing it for me and the man upstairs, so it's like, it doesn't matter.
That sounds like a pretty great way to kind of keep the pressure off of yourself.
Yeah. I mean, I do get nervous before every race, so there's, like, nerves still there, but it's just, like, I just try not to think about, like, oh, they're gunning for me, you know? Because then it's, like, then you're just going to be hurting yourself, like, oh, they're trying to beat me, and they're going after me, and, like, that's not, like, a good mindset to have. You have to be, like, okay, I'm going to run this race, and I'm going to do it the best I can.
So, kind of off of that, when you're standing on that starting line, you know, what's going through your head to keep yourself from thinking about that?
My mind kind of, usually I'm with my teammates before talking, because, you know, you have to wait in the line. But I'll just, like, be, like, just keeping to myself, like, thinking, like, I'm going to be fine, I'm going to be okay. Or, like, praying, like, okay, like, I can get through this, we can get through this together, we're going to be fine. And then when I get in the starting blocks, it all goes away. And then when that gun goes off, I don't think of anything. It's just, like, everything's, like, gone.
That's awesome. It sounds like that team is really important for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my team is amazing. I love them. They're the best you could ever ask for. Like, they're so supportive, they're so fun, they're not negative, they're so positive. It's just, like, a good team to be around.
So as you're looking forward to these, you know, you're in your junior year now, mm-hmm. You've already got colleges looking at you.
Yeah.
You know, is that something you're looking for, like a place that supports those teammates, mm-hmm. so you can continue to foster that connection?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like having a good connection with the team, having a good support system with the team is, like, really important, because if you don't have, like, a team that supports you, then it's just, like, and they're just, like, being really negative, and that's, like, not good for you to thrive. And you need to have, like, a good positive coaching staff, and you need to have a good positive, like, team aspect so that you can win together.
That's pretty awesome. It sounds like you really have a good idea of, like, what you're looking for, so you're going to set yourself up in a good position for that next step forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And kind of that next step, like, what are your goals for this year?
My goals is to stay healthy and then do better than last year. And hopefully we can bring home some more gold.
So by gold, I'm assuming you mean the state championships?
Yes.
Because you're already returning state champion, like I said, in four events.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that more gold mean to you?
Means just us as a program doing better and, you know, winning as a team, more people getting, you know, getting the wins for us, getting those state medals as a team so we can get for, like, as a whole team, we can win state.
Awesome. So that next level as a whole team.
Yeah.
And then do you have any goals going for the Great Southwest later in the season after the state championships?
I haven't really thought that far ahead, so I guess just to do good and stay healthy so I can get to the Great Southwest.
I think that's a great answer. That's it. That's a great goal. What's been your biggest disappointment or struggle that you've had in your running career so far?
I guess my biggest disappointment is that sometimes, like, in indoor track, it's not, like, my forte. But I'm not going to say I'm bad at it. It's just, like, I just can't get the hang of it because I just kind of I started in late. I didn't realize how big indoor was in track until last year. So, like, I got into, like, the game late, and everybody else was, like, 5 years ahead of me. Like, they've been doing indoor track for a long time. So I'm just, like, getting into it and trying to, like, get the feel, because outside and inside are, like, totally different things.
So are you kind of referencing, because I know you just finished running at the indoor meet at Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
And so are you kind of referencing your performance there?
I just mean, like, as kind of, like, a whole. I just, like, I don't have the best grasp to it. I mean, I'm very honored and humbled that Texas A&M invited me to that meet. So, yeah.
What's the biggest difference that you see between running that indoor and outdoor seasons?
Well, for one, the track is way smaller. And then, so it has for the 200, it's a banked curve and it's a whole lap. And so, like, coming from outdoor, just doing half a lap, and then coming into indoor, you have to do a full lap. It's kind of like a culture shock. You're like, oh, that's weird. I didn't know you did that. And then, like, you don't have the 100 and it's weird. And so, like, my 100 is, like, I kick it in, like, also, like, in the middle. And so, like, in indoor it's the 60, so I don't have, like, that extra kick in at the end because it just ends right there, like, when I would kick it in one more time. So that's also weird, but yeah, that's probably the biggest difference.
That makes sense without having, you know, a whole lot of experience in trying to manage where to start your kick earlier for the 600 and wrapping your head around doing a full lap distance.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what keeps you motivated?
Waking up every day and, you know, all these colleges are looking at me, and I'm very blessed that they are, so I have to make sure that I keep getting better so that I can show them that, yes, I'm in it, so that I can, you know, I'm going to be here for your team and I'm going to perform. And also, for the love of the sport, I love this sport. It makes me happy. Whenever I get out on that track, like, all my problems go away and I'm like, ah, yes, I get to sprint. You know, like, that's what I do it for.
That's pretty awesome. What about the sport, like, outside of you running, like, what keeps you interested in it?
I mean, it's hard not to be interested in a sport that you're involved in, so it's not hard for me to not be interested, like, in it, you know? Like, I love the sport. I can't, like, not love it.
That makes sense. Is there someone you look up to in the college or professional ranks?
Well, obviously all those girls that are just amazing, like, that are, like, this, like, Sha'Carri Richardson. She just broke, like, this junior college record for being, like, the fastest woman ever in college, and I was like, wow. So, like, you obviously look up to the people that are faster than you. So that's what I'm looking up to.
Awesome. You've obviously had a lot of successes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've mentioned your state time, not times, but your state places, but you also have school records. What do you consider your biggest success so far?
I guess my biggest success is breaking the 100 record last year, because I worked for 2 years to get that, and it was a struggle because freshman year I had my starts all wrong and they were all jacked up. And then last year I thought I was kind of in a slump at the beginning, so I thought I wasn't gonna get it. And then finally at the end I got it. And so that was probably my biggest accomplishment.
And what was that record?
The record was an 11.74, and I broke it at an 11.69.
It's fast.
Thanks.
What's your favorite workout that you do during the season or off season?
I don't know. They all kind of suck. they do suck, right? But it's like you're surrounded by like the people that you love, and you're just like, so like, oh, I'm going to push for Zandria, I'm going to push for Kaz, I'm going to push for Talison and Mia, you know? So it's like after it all, you're like, okay, that wasn't too bad. But I guess like my favorite one is like when we do the little ladder, when you go 100, when you go 200, 100, then 50, and then 50, 100, 200. And I like that one. I think that one's fun because it's like short, and then we get to work on like the speed.
Awesome. all right, last question. When you're getting ready to get on that line or you do a workout, what is your go-to song to get you pumped?
Go-to song?
Go-to song.
I don't know. I don't have a go-to song. Like, you know, it changes like every month because new music comes out and you're like, ooh, I like that song better than the last song. So it just depends on what music is out.
So what's your current one then?
Current one? I don't know. There's a lot. I have a lot of pump-up songs right now. I guess, I don't know. I like... I guess, I don't know. I really don't know. There's too many songs.
Can you give me your top two?
Top two? Seb, you're not... you're not helping. I guess Hop Off the Jet by Young Thug is a good one right now. That's kind of my favorite one right now.
All right. That's good to know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me. And
no problem.
Excited to see what you... accomplish the rest of this year and next year and in the future.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking the time to join me today. If you can, please rate and review, but most importantly, spread the word so we can grow this community. If you know of any runners that deserve a shout out or should be interviewed, or you just want to share your runs and connect with other people, use the hashtag RunningNM on Twitter and Instagram. You can also follow me at RunningNM on both these platforms. If you prefer to reach out by email, you can find me at runningnewmexico@gmail.com. Music was provided by Philip Friedman. You can follow him on SoundCloud under DJ Teach. And until next time, keep running, New Mexico.